this title onto a business card. Vice President of Business Development and Community Engagement. Your business card must look like a ruler or something.
It does. It's a mouthful.
And Terry Hendricks by having that on the business card. So, how's the show going for you so far?
It's going really good. This is one of events that I look forward to every single year.
Uh-huh.
It is kind of the epitome of working in a credit union, I think, to be here, to be heard,
yeah,
but to also exchange ideas mm-hmm. among other professionals in our industry. So
there's nothing better. I mean, we do this digital thing all year long, but there's nothing better still than a face-to-face meeting, coming here and talking to peers and vendors and stuff. Gosh, what's new out there? What are you doing? So, and we talked a little bit about, before we started recording,
right.
some of the answers that you want to get
right.
from this show and in general. And you're talking about that you're a CDFI credit union, and you want to expand on that a little
bit? Sure. We are a low-income credit union as designated by the NCUA.
Mm-hmm.
We took that a step further, and we went ahead and got certified Community Development Financial Institution.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We also are the recipient of a grant award, $1.3 million from Treasury.
Well done.
Last year, and are looking to deploy those funds
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the next 3 years.
Okay.
So one of the very important things that we're here for is to network with other credit unions, other CDFIs, other low-income or community development
yeah.
credit unions to get some ideas on best practices. You know, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
What other developmental issues are out there that we may or may not be aware of
mm-hmm.
that we can address some mm-hmm. needs of our members.
Mm-hmm.
So,
have you discovered anything here yet? Have you talked to folks? Any ideas percolating as far as what you can do with this $1.3 million?
Well, let's put it this way. I haven't heard anything totally new.
Okay.
I have heard, I've gotten to know a lot of people that are doing some really, really great things.
Yeah.
So that's going to help me. I'm forging those relationships right now
okay.
and I have already sent emails back and forth to our staff, introducing people at other credit unions via email
great.
To get dialogue going, mm-hmm. which is it's a huge benefit mm-hmm. of this conference, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm also a credit union development educator.
Okay.
So I'm always looking for ways that we can attack some of these developmental issues and
Such
we
as?
Can participate. For example, hunger.
Okay.
Some people might think that credit unions don't belong in the arena where you can address hunger.
Really?
We think we do. We think we belong there.
I tend to agree. Yeah, why not?
Exactly. I think you got to satisfy a lot of the basic needs of your membership and your community at large
yeah.
before you can even get to the point where you can help them build credit,
right.
establish credit, or save. Some of these underlying things is health care.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know the basics.
Sure.
So I always have my ears open for anything like that mm-hmm. that we can take back and use. I'll give you an example.
Sure.
At another, actually, credit union development educator workshop last year
mm-hmm.
in June or July, I guess, or August, it was in Denver, we did a team work building exercise in which we built bikes for underprivileged children.
Oh my gosh.
Children of low income yeah. or modest means.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, the kids came in and got their bikes.
Oh my gosh.
Lots of smiles,
yeah.
lots of tears.
Yeah.
I was so moved by that, I took it back to my credit union. We did it on our Columbus Day training where all the staff comes together.
Yeah.
We replicated that in our little credit union. We did about 6 bikes. And it was for kids of all different
That's awesome.
Ages. We had to partner with the local United Way to put us in touch with children.
Okay.
And so it not only did it affect our staff,
mm-hmm.
it blew the minds of the United Way. So then they start talking to other organizations within the United Way umbrella, United Way the Piedmont,
mm-hmm.
and coming up this month or next month, BMW Manufacturing is going to be doing this same exercise with their engineers.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Spartanburg, South Carolina has a BMW
yeah.
manufacturing facility.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we kind of stood a little bit taller.
One thing leads to another.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. That
yeah.
is so cool. So what's going to happen next year?
How are we going to one up it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. How? What do you do?
Well, we do a lot with healthy food too.
Okay.
So we, our main office is in the north side of Spartanburg. So that whole north side area is being redeveloped.
Mm-hmm.
It's really in the middle of blight. It's very poverty-stricken. People left years ago. Mm-hmm. So a lot of attention's being placed on it. It's also, you know, it's a food desert as designated by U.S. Treasury. So we host the mobile market, mm-hmm. comes to our credit union every other week, mm-hmm. so that people in that area, in that community, can get fresh food at a reasonable price.
Like a little mini farmer's market.
Absolutely.
Type of thing? Okay.
There's also a farmer's market that we support annually with money. Our monetary gifts. And then there's also a community garden in which families that go through a training process, mm-hmm. to learn how to grow their own food, mm-hmm. we give them a tool kit, as in gardening tools. We give them gloves. We give them hats.
Oh, wow.
We give them seeds at the end of it.
Yeah.
And it's a 6-week long pack. So we do a lot of things like that, that with healthy food. Those kind of things.
I am so glad you're telling these stories and giving these real anecdotes, because I've talked to a number of people here and it's like, gosh, we really have to tell the credit union story and live the credit union story,
right.
and how do we differentiate ourselves? These are the stories,
right.
that do it.
And it doesn't have to be anything big. Our staff,
right.
our staff decided that we were going to take a year and we were going to actually track to the last penny how much money we saved our members by refinancing payday loans and other usurious,
mm-hmm.
loans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we thought we would do about $1 million, and we felt comfortable with, you know, that we might be a stretch, but we could save them $1 million.
Yeah.
$3.4 million.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You guys are hitting it out of the park.
Well, it's
in,
staff.
In
yeah, it's everybody.
Different ways. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's everybody.
Wow.
So when you live it, you know, you live it every day, but you don't realize that you are making an impact.
Yeah, yeah.
Till you stop and start measuring.
Yeah, yeah.
And share it.
That's
okay.
And
right.
share it. Exactly. It's so important to get that word out there. That's the message that needs to get out there. I'm so glad you shared those type of things. All right, wrap up question here, because
yeah.
I don't know how we can get any better than that. So, I mean, what does 2016 look like for you guys?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've had a pretty good year last year.
Yeah.
It looks like things are going to continue.
Yep.
Any other observations or predictions or looking in your crystal ball for 2016?
Oh, I wish I had a crystal ball.
Don't we all?
You know, we're still seeing in the areas or the communities in which we operate, it's getting harder and harder to make even a $15,000 car loan to our members,
yeah.
because the income is not there to support even a payment for a $15,000 car.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're trying to figure out new and inventive ways to help them, you know, get out of debt, yes, build a credit, yes, but also maybe accumulate some savings for down payments,
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a number of programs out there, and we're taking a look at all that.
Okay.
I think that'll be key for our credit union, is a good mix of a savings component. Definitely financial counseling or financial coaching is
yeah.
a must. We do it all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Financial literacy outreach.
Always important.
So all those things are going to come into play for us. But again, it's, is there something we're missing? Is there another way? Is there another partner organization,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
to maybe deploy some more loans out there to get families back on their feet, make sure they can get to and from work,
mm-hmm.
and school?
Mm-hmm.
And just build their own personal wealth, whatever that looks like.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Terry, you guys are doing some wonderful, wonderful things.
Thank you.
And many, not just one thing, but you're in different areas doing stuff, giving back and providing and all sorts of really neat stuff. So, well done.
Thank you.
You're a great story. You know that?
Appreciate it.
We need to get this out. All right, Terry, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For stopping by. I'm sure you have a busy schedule, but thanks for taking a few minutes. It's always
well, thank you,
always
Mike.
Cool to hear things like this. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.